there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and in the studio with me, Bill the Engineer. Also, Walker Stanberry. He is a underwater photographer. He's been helping us out lately. We are getting geared up, believe it or not, as we mentioned last week, for the second annual. Actually, it's probably been almost 2 years, but the second try or attempt at a Scuba Radio swimsuit edition. We're planning a little outing tomorrow. We'll get into that momentarily on the big show. But first, let's check in with one of our favorite folks in the whole wide world. It is Mermaid Abby. She is on the road. How you doing, Abby?
Thanks, yeah, Greg. I am doing great this afternoon. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Now, I know you've been keeping busy. You're training to be a dive instructor there at 40 Fathom Grotto with the folks at CDA, Commercial Diving Academy out of Jacksonville. How you coming along with that?
You know, actually, Nikki and I are going to CDA this weekend to finish up on some work, and it's moving along great. I mean, they just have everything so well organized that, you know, for us, it makes things really simple.
Yeah, the next phase, you guys are master divers right now, and the next phase of it is it's going to take you through to assistant instructor as long as you guys survive the training, correct?
Yes, Greg, yes. And I do plan on surviving, so I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Well, you know, it's one or the other. You or Nikki, and we'll see who comes out on top kind of thing, right?
Well, come on, Greg. Come on. You know it's going to be me.
It's not even
a
fight.
I'm going to come out on top.
You're saying it's not even a fight, aren't you? I love
the way. There's really no contest.
She's scrappy.
She is. She is scrappy.
Yeah, that's right. I'm small, but I'm quick, like a ninja.
This is true.
Underwater ninja.
Now, you've learned a lot in your training so far, right, Abby? I mean, I know we've been talking off the air quite a bit, and I've been following your progress, but are you surprised at any of the information that you found through your training so far that you didn't really expect that, oh, this is how this works, and like the light bulb went off, or what? What have you encountered so far?
Well, you know, there's just so many levels when it comes to diving. So, yeah, there's certainly things that we come across, and I think, oh, yeah, that is how that works. And it's great to expand any knowledge that you can, especially if you're a recreational diver, if you want to advance in the industry. So, I mean, I've just enjoyed the coursework with CDA altogether. It's just been a good experience all the way around.
Yeah, they made it pretty easy for you, I'm guessing, right?
Well, you know, they took good care of us. It's definitely been kind of a specialized program. They've definitely been there by our side, walking us through some of the coursework. And, I mean, you know, it's just been great. Like I said, a good experience all the way around. And obviously, to be able to dive, have a great dive site like 40 Fathom Grotto and get in there and get some real-world experience is also major bonuses for us.
Now, were you surprised, though, at any of the information you learned about, you know, some of the physics and the background information that kind of goes into being a professional in the dive industry compared to, like, when we were out on the Turks and Caicos Explorer Ventures boat where you're just cruising and having fun and having issues with your dive computer, not necessarily paying attention to the profiles as much as you should?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I knew that was coming, yeah. But, you know, no, I mean, I would imagine you were kind of like, oh, that's what Greg was talking about.
Yes, now I'm actually listening, paying attention to what you've been saying this whole time, right?
Exactly. See, back then, you didn't know any better. You're like, oh, Greg, you're just being a wiener. Leave me alone. But now you're thinking,
I might have similar thoughts still. But
oh, yeah,
yes,
right. Okay, fine. No respect at all.
Yeah, the amount of physics that are involved in general was definitely surprising. And, I mean, for a recreational diver, it's probably knowledge that they should have. So that was surprising. But, again, it's just one more aspect of diving, and it's another aspect that I enjoy learning.
Absolutely. Well, Abby, I know it's interesting stuff. I'll look forward to hearing the successful call, or, you know, you're reaching that next milestone as being a assistant dive instructor, and then you'll just be one step away from actually being an instructor. So we'll cover that progress. Of course, we got the Mermaid blog right there at scubaradio.com and the Scuba Radio forum. I'll let you get back to your studies, and I'll leave everybody with this. We got a big announcement that involves you at the DEMA show, don't we?
Indeed we do, Greg. Indeed. We will all be at DEMA together. But, yeah, it's going to be a little bit different than what the listeners are used to. But hopefully they'll be as excited as we are about the whole thing.
Bill,
can I guess? Do I get to guess?
I don't know if we should let them.
No, it doesn't involve a dead rabbit.
No?
A dead rabbit? Oh, God, please.
That would be a big announcement. No.
We would kind of expect that. That wouldn't be much of a surprise.
So something really different for Abby.
But Abby really is different.
What could be really different? Something shocking. Something, topless. I'm going with topless.
No, not at all. No. It's something, it's going to be interesting. It's good stuff. I'm excited about it, but we got to wait.
What makes you think topless wouldn't be a good thing?
Well, Abby's a respectable girl. Come on now.
That's why it would be so surprising.
I'm far too conservative for that.
That is why it would be so surprising.
Well, okay, maybe. But,
okay, you've got a point. Surprising and impossible. Not going to happen.
Oh, okay.
An impossibility. But good effort there, Bill.
Good. Yeah, it's going to be fun. But we'll save that announcement for the DEMA show in October. And let her work her way through the, through the process of becoming a dive instructor. We'll cover that along the way. All right, Abby, we'll get back to it, and we'll save that announcement for then. Okay.
All right, Greg, and I just want to say a little shout out to Walker that I know is in the studio with you. He's a good friend of mine. Hello,
Thank
Walker.
You. Thank you. Hey,
she's
looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah.
Okay. There he is. Like, there you go. All right. Well, you guys have a great time. Enjoy yourselves, and I'll be in touch.
You got it. All right. That's Mermaid Abby, and like I said, big announcement. For the DEMA show. I'm excited. It's really cool stuff, and I really want to tell everybody what's going on now, but I'm just not at liberty to share the information just yet. We want to
save it. Is
there
a court order which is keeping you from sharing this information?
Well, that may have something to do with it, but, like I said...
She's not dating OJ, is she? Suddenly she's single.
Josh, quit!
Greg had her cloned.
Now, let's just stop right there. We don't want to ruin the surprise, but October 20th in Las Vegas at the DEMA show, or actually October 22nd, I should say, Wednesday, in Las Vegas, we plan to have this announcement for the industry and for the world. It's going to be quite a big deal, not only for Abby, but for Scuba Radio. It'll be another a mark, a notch in the bedpost kind of thing. Is that that? No, that's not it. That's not the right.
No.
Jimmy the Helper Boy just showed up just in the nick of time to change the
subject. What a segue.
Yeah.
Hello, Greg.
Yes.
I want to be a dive instructor, too.
Do you?
Actually, I really do.
Yeah. I forget. We never did get your advanced...
And because of that...
or mine.
I want to push right on past advanced, go right past rescue diver. I want to go right to instructor.
All right. Well, okay. So you want to skip all the work is what you're saying.
Yeah.
No. That won't work either.
Okay. Well, I'll do all the work then.
Yeah. No, we got to get his advanced open water certification first. But Jimmy, we'll have to do that. I know you've been kind of busy lately, and then I got a call right before the show. Hey, Jim's coming in. What happened? I thought you've been working.
I'm actually on lunch right now at my regular job. At a large telecommunications company, which I probably will be leaving next year. So,
you figured why not take an extended lunch and hang out and talk at a diving for
I
an
need
hour
to go to
two.
Some place that makes me feel good, and this is it right here.
Okay. Well, you are easily amused, and I'm guessing it was just the free booze we offer all our guests in the studio. Is that it, Bill? You think?
For Jim? No, I think it's just him not being at work. I think pretty much that's.
No, Bill sent me an email, said, Jim, come on over, there's free, the typo, free boobs. No, boobs.
just as
good.
That's it.
Just as good.
Well, a day on the water, even a day talking about being on the water and scuba diving is better than a day at work.
Oh,
and that applies to Jimmy the Helper Boy. Yeah, by the way, Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, your partner in crime, who you got certified with, I did talk to her this week. She has promised to make an appearance here in the next week or two.
Oh, no kidding. How's she doing?
She's gotten out of jail.
Oh, Jimmy, okay. The helper boy, I need your help.
Yeah, well, evidently...
I can pick a lock.
He didn't help her enough. Person. He could pick a lock, but it didn't work this day. He didn't give her enough money.
Yes, either. I didn't realize there'd be a lock on that chastity belt.
No!
Oh.
Well, maybe. But anyway, we'll get an update. She's doing well. She's doing good. She hadn't done much diving lately, but we're trying to get her back into the groove, so to speak.
Right, you are so right.
Yes, I always am. Now, Walker Stanberry, he's an underwater photographer. He's been helping us out lately. I mentioned the Scuba Radio Swimsuit Edition Part 2 is in development. We're actually going out on a shoot here, Walker. You're going to help us out to capture some of the activities of our Scuba Radio mermaids, Denise, Angela. We got some new mermaid tails they're going to model, some new swimsuits they're going to model. We're going to actually take the Swimsuit Edition show out on the road and see what happens. Do you know this place where we're going over in Rainbow River?
I do, and you're bribing me with some of my favorite mermaids, so I'm willing to show up, and I'm sure the results will be eye-catching.
Oh, I don't doubt that one bit. I mean, Denise was part of it last time we did this in the studio. The lighting wasn't great, but... when you're working with that kind of talent, it didn't really matter, did it?
It did not matter at all.
Yeah, and what, Bill?
Well, I'm just thinking, the last time, I don't remember lighting being even a factor in the consideration. It was, geez, can we get girls to come in here and change their clothes repeatedly in our presence?
Well,
and as strategies go, I'm going to chalk this up as one of your top three best ideas ever.
Well, yeah. We were the goal was to showcase the hottest and coolest new bikini styles that were hitting the market from Exotica Swimwear.
That's what we were doing. I'd forgotten.
ExoticaSwimwear.com. They've been nice enough to assist us with providing some of these styles for people to check out and view on the web. And if they so fit, purchase them for their better half if they're guys, or the ladies can check them out and purchase their swim gear right there on the website. It's a pretty nice little website. I mean, it's kind of interesting. I never considered that, but for ladies, it works out real well. You can get that there and get all the sizes and everything and just look at the pictures and say, I like that swimsuit. I'll take it, and I'll have that on for my next dive adventure there in the Keys or the Bahamas. Or
are you suggesting
PG?
To me that this is the first time you've gone to a website and said, hey, I like how that looks. I'll take that.
Well, I wouldn't purchase it for myself, but maybe you could purchase it for your honey.
Okay, in many ways, you're still buying it for yourself, be honest.
Okay, maybe. But Walker's going to help us out and document some of this with his big underwater camera setup video. We're going to shoot some stuff with some new Olympus equipment. So we'll get that covered for you and have the full shebang for you, hopefully, next week on the big show. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Well, like I always say, onward and downward.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And I got an email this week to info@scubaradio.com. That's a good way to get a hold of us, or you can just email me directly, greg@scubaradio.com. And a listener asked me about somebody we haven't talked to lately, and that was Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, who makes an appearance every time.
Oh, he is not coming in, is he?
Well, you never know when he's going to pop up, but they were asking, where has he been? And I was like, we're not into the holidays yet. But I thought,
so he's pretty much at the street corner where we left him.
Well, in the gutter, passed out on, booze.
It's hard to keep a still going at the North Pole.
Yeah, but You know, we basically, okay, let's just lay it out there. We, you know, we don't have a budget for hiring, you know, extra staff members, but there's a guy outside the studio here that's out here quite a bit. We, you know, have to kind of walk over him on the way into the door. And he smells of booze and urine, sure, but hey, we do our part to put people to work in this world of ours. It's our way to reach out and help our fellow man. And for the holidays, we put him to work and put him in a suit, and he comes up and gives nice little scuba gifts out to all our listeners for the holiday season.
Does he listen?
What do you mean? To the
does
show?
Does he listen to the show?
No.
Because
no.
When was the last time we talked about him? Seriously.
I'm just going to say we don't normally talk about him until we get into the holiday season when we can actually put him to work.
He's on the phone.
What?
He called in.
Well, maybe he is listening. Well, I don't know.
I didn't even think he had a radio.
Oh, no.
Well, maybe this will answer our listener's question who emailed us this week about Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Hey, Merry Christmas, Greg.
Well, it's not Christmas yet. We got a few more weeks to go before we get into Christmas season.
Am I talking to Bill?
No, this is Greg.
Bill,
you're on the
Greg.
Air.
Bill, tell Greg I'll be on the air with him in just a minute.
No, you're on the air now, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Hey, we're just checking out the first batch of eggnog.
Yeah, oh, I bet you are. 2008, really? So you're getting geared up for the holidays already, are you?
Yes, sir. Yes. So far, it's been a very good year.
Wow. Are you going to join us in the studio this year, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa? I mean, we want to reach out to you again for the holidays.
Well, I was just taking a little nap. You could just wake me up.
No, we'll just wake you up. I see
it's
you down
okay.
there every day when we come into the studio.
I'm getting ready for Christmas because, you know, it's almost that time for all the good little divers to hang up their booties okay. By the chimney with care.
Okay, so that's what you want the divers to do, or at least get prepared to do, huh?
Hang up their booties, and I'll put something in them.
What exactly will you put in them? That's a loaded question, I know, but...
Well, I apologize. There were a house or two last year where I got a little bit sick.
Oh, I was hoping for just a rock or coal, but you're describing something that sounds much more drastic, a little bit more disturbing there, Scuba Radio.
When you're not used to air travel... And you're flying around with Rudolph, and it's sometimes, you know, it's not unlike when Greg gets seasick.
Oh, I see. Okay, so
you know what I'm talking about. You've been there.
Chunkster, that's what they used to call me. Is that what you're referring to?
Exactly.
Okay.
People, I don't want to creep up on you and bite you in the butt. Christmas is coming. And I do respond very well to bribes.
To bribes. Okay, so hang your booties up on your fireplace and throw a 20 in there. Is that what you're saying?
Sure. Cash works. Also, gift certificates.
Gift certificates and booze, I'm guessing, right?
Booze.
Yeah.
It warms the cockles of my heart.
The worms of cockles?
No, worms of the cockles.
Worms. Okay.
I thought he had heartworms.
Yeah.
Thank you, but is that Jimmy the Helper Boy?
He's here.
Yes, it is, Santa.
Oh, you're not getting nothing this year.
He's been bad, huh?
I'm very bad.
He's going to get one of those special surprises in his booty. Oh, well, there you go. Little update on Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, and all I can say is we're sorry.
Are you ready?
ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com. Are you wishing for a warmer relationship with your wetsuit? Well, then you need to wear Waterproof. Unlike the mass-produced, super-stretch approach to wetsuit design, Waterproof wetsuits are made using multiple pieces of higher-quality neoprene to sculpt a suit that matches the human form. The result is a wetsuit that fits better, lasts longer, and keeps you warmer. Waterproof has been the leader in wetsuit design overseas for years and now are available in the States. Go to waterproof-gear.com to find the dealer near you. That's waterproof-gear.
You know, I know it's just the beginning of October, but why not? A little blast of the holidays is always, it kind of warms your heart, doesn't it?
No. It does not always warm my heart. In fact, I think the studio's starting to stink a little bit, and all he was on the phone.
Okay, well, just blame Ernesto for emailing us and asking us about Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. You can blame him.
I'm blaming the both of you.
Okay.
You didn't need to bring it up. You can reply to emails without talking about them.
Okay.
People send those emails in, info@scubaradio.com. You can just get the email and reply to the email. You don't need to talk about it on the air. Didn't need to.
Yeah, but we're here to serve. And, you know, if they ask, you know, we just do what we can. Hey, coming up today, we got a brand new Dan Good Diving safety tip about evacuations. What do you need to know? And that has nothing to do with Scuba Radio Drunken Santa leaving a surprise in your booty. There.
Yeah, that's a little different.
That's a different type. This is actually something that might come in useful if you're a diver, something you want to keep in mind. Jimmy the Helper Boy in the studio with us today. He's one of my dive students, as well as Walker Stanberry. He's an underwater photographer. And, you know, Walker, you know, we talked about Jim's, you know, dive training. What about you? I've never asked you this before. I know you're an open water certified diver, but are you a dive instructor, dive master, or anything like that, too, or what?
People are still trying to find out if I'm even certified.
Oh, boy. Did I just ask a question I shouldn't have asked? Don't ask a question, you know, that kind
way
of
thing. Way to go, Greg.
Actually, I'm a dive master.
You are a dive master.
A paddy dive master.
A paddy dive. Well, so you're like me.
That's right.
I'm actually a dive instructor, but
well, you're.
I still use dive master because that's more impressive to the chicks. That's the same kind of thing for you?
Yeah.
Hey, I hear you,
the
brother.
Students call me a dive
Sith. I hear you, brother. What's that?
You're a dive Sith.
A dive Sith? Whatever works. Exactly.
Darth Gregg.
So, I mean, have you had any inkling to further your dive certification level, or are you just more focused on the
photography?
Photographer
no,
stuff?
No, I've been through Cavern, and I've been through Nitrox, obviously.
Yeah. So you've done everything other than go for an instructor certification.
That's correct. I'm not considered an instructor, but, you know, maybe it's interesting. I'll have to talk to you, and you can... I see all these babes following you around, so, you know, maybe it's worth the extra work and the extra study.
Maybe.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Don't show y'all. I don't need this suit.
And I'm getting the picture.
I don't need this helmet neither.
Yeah, I'm getting the picture.
How long could you stay like that?
I don't know.
Oh, getting the picture.
Sandy's a girl?
All right, we're going to take some pictures tomorrow at Rainbow River. That's where we're planning to do a little Scuba Radio swimsuit edition. At least get the visual, stuff covered. for our show next week here. We'll have the full report for you next week on the big show. Do not miss it. Walker Stanberry going to help me out with that, with some of his underwater photo skills.
Well, now, Greg, I have a certification.
Yeah, or what's that, Walker?
I have a certification.
You have a certification what?
That I don't know that you have.
You have a certification level I don't have, huh?
I know how to use the hoses at Wiki Watching. I've used them extensively. I went through mermaid school.
Well, hold on. Is that code or some kind of what? You know how to work the hoses.
I know how to work the hoses.
This is essentially the mermaid specialty course that he's talking about.
Oh,
you got it.
Mermaid Wrangler.
Oh, use the hoses, Walker?
I use the hoses.
I use
with
one of those
the mermaid.
Ones. Yeah, I do too. That's not.
So you're referring to our mermaid.
We're talking to a gear free kind of experience.
Hookah.
Yeah, and keep in mind, you don't get to bring your own hose and offer to use. Yeah, you have to use their hoses.
Interesting. Yeah, that's just.
You can't say, here, ladies. No, I can't even say that.
Well, and you know, when I came in from the spring, I tried to tell them that I should be in the warm shower with them, but
it just didn't work.
Are you on Valtrex? Because you know.
We still have to work up the, we got to work up that mermaid wrangler specialty course for Patty.
I'm looking for, I got pretty good at wrangling them into different parts of the spring. It's like herding cats, though.
Yeah. But has a restraining order weared off yet? Has that expired?
No, but the bruises are still there. So.
Yeah, of course they are.
He's tried to keep them away, but they just won't leave him alone.
They got big leg muscles, those mermaids. They can kick, let me tell you.
They're like freaking sea lions.
I'm hip.
They can hold their breath forever.
Yeah.
When they've got you by the leg and you don't have a hose in your mouth, that can get frightening.
Mm-hmm. Let me throw something out to you since you are a seasoned diver. You're a dive master as well there, Walker. You know, something I actually was looking into last week, and I wanted to throw this out on the air, so feel free to chime in at 888-88-SCUBA, is redundant air supplies. You're talking about, you know, a hookah system that they use there, a wiki watchy with the hoses and that kind of thing. You know, one of the things, you know, whether it's a spare air or a totally redundant pony bottle that you can strap onto your dive system that is totally separate from your open circuit dive equipment. I'm flirting with the idea of getting something like this. Have you ever used that type of setup or no?
Yes. I used to have a set of doubles that you could isolate either tank.
Okay. Well, that'd be one thing. But, you know, we have our octopus. If you're first stage, right. And that's the piece you put in your mouth, obviously, for folks, or second stage, I used to say. I don't want to get too technical for people who aren't following me here, but it's basically, you know, you have your jacket, your tank, and your regulator. And we have backup systems on that. We got a backup regulator. In case something goes wrong with that, you can switch that or give it to a buddy if they're out of air and that kind of thing. But one of the backup systems that some people are going with now are like totally separate.
Yes.
And these little mini bottles, they basically gives you a few puffs of air. God forbid if your system totally failed. And I've been thinking about such a thing, but I can't get over the excess equipment. I like, you know, less is more for me.
I'm the same way.
And what for his laughing? Wife, it turns out.
Yeah, Greg could make room for that if he got rid of his pony keg. He could fit in a pony bottle.
Ah, good point. But, you know, whether it's a spare air or, you know, I was talking to one of the guys at the dive shop. He said, well, you know, you could get one of those or you could get a totally separate system with a regulator and a pony bottle.
Right. I kind of like that approach.
I don't, what do you think? 888-88-SCUBA. I'd be interested to hear your thoughts.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportwear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportwear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world they'll now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 706. Hey, single guys, your attention please. A free pickup line for you. Ready? Come back to my place and I'll show you my tickle stick.
Makes sense. If you're crazy.
Well, it worked for me. Your mileage may vary. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio is Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. How you doing today, Jeff?
I'm good.
Really? You seem like you have a question to ask.
Well, I've been thinking, if you were the dive leader and had to coordinate an emergency evacuation, would you know how to do it?
I'd like to think so, but it'd probably be a good idea to talk it through to make sure.
Okay. Let's say you had a diver surface in need of assistance. What's the first thing you would do?
Assess the scene, make sure there's no danger to me, and help the diver get out of the water.
Good. I like that your first reaction is to assess the scene. A lot of folks forget that in the heat of the moment. What next?
Well, assess the diver in distress and provide basic life support and first aid. Then I'd either dispatch someone to contact emergency services, or if I'm alone, contact them myself.
Excellent. Now, let's say an evacuation will be necessary.
And are we on land or out at sea?
Well, let's start with a land-based scenario.
Am I alone or with a group?
You have other divers on site.
Okay. I've had someone call EMS, so I'm going to have the second person call Dan to help facilitate the assistance. Once we get help mobilized, I'm going to have someone meet the emergency crew at a designated point while I remain with the diver and continue providing first aid.
That's exactly right. Communication is the key in an emergency situation, so when you're calling EMS and Dan, it's important not only to let them know where you are, but where the rendezvous point will be. If you're on a site that can't be accessed by emergency services, you'll need to coordinate with them on how the diver will be transported to the pickup site.
But if you have the option of not moving the diver?
It's best to stay where you are and let EMS come to you.
Now, what if I'm alone?
Stay in contact with EMS or Dan, whoever you have on the line. Again, communication is key, so stay in contact as much as possible while providing whatever care is needed. If you're alone, you're going to be dealing with a lot at once, so remember to tend to the priority. If the diver needs immediate assistance, whether it's CPR or some other form of first aid, it's okay to tell the emergency contact what's going on and that you have to put the phone down. Just keep the connection if at all possible.
I'd also be looking to them to provide some guidance.
Sure you would, and you'd be right to do so. When you contact EMS or Dan, you're contacting experts in dealing with emergency situations, so they should be a resource in guiding you through. If nothing else, having them involved reminds you that you're not alone.
Which can mean a lot.
Yes, it can.
So what if the emergency isn't at a land-based site? What if you're out at sea?
Any protocol passengers will have to follow on a boat should be established long before it leaves the dock. If you're traveling with a captain and crew, it's unlikely you'll have to take the lead, but you should be prepared to do so just the same.
Okay, let's say I do have to take the lead.
The primary steps remain the same. Administer basic first aid and contact emergency services. If you're out at sea, this is likely to be either Dan or the Coast Guard.
How are divers usually evacuated at sea?
Well, it depends on the situation and the resources at hand. It may be determined that it's best to head the boat back to shore if conditions are favorable, and that's the fastest way to go. If the emergency dictates it and the resources are available, airlift evacuation may be called into action.
So if you have to coordinate an airlift evacuation?
Well, the first thing you have to remember is that the coordination itself will likely be done by the authorities, whether the Coast Guard or the transport Dan arranges. You'll be given instructions on where to be, what steps to take, and what preparations need to be made.
What kind of preparations?
When you're waiting for the helicopter to arrive, you'll need to make sure that anything tall that could get in the way is taken down. That may include radar and fishing equipment. The only exception would be equipment that keeps you in contact with the emergency crew. You'll need to be able to talk to them. Make sure all loose objects are stored so nothing blows around and causes additional injuries.
Now what about the diver?
Keep the diver as stable as possible. If you're performing CPR, you may not be able to complete the lift, as the time required to complete it is too long an interruption. But assuming the diver is breathing on his or her own, keep them quiet and stable, and put a personal flotation device on them. It's strictly a precaution, but an important one. Gather any important medical information as well as anything else, including the dive profiles and computers, that may be helpful to those providing medical care following the evacuation.
And once the helicopter arrives?
Stay in communication with them and follow their directions. They'll let you know where they need the boat to be, what speed might need to be maintained, and any steps they need you to take.
Who loads the diver into the basket they send down?
It's likely you'll have to. Remember, though, to let the basket touch the deck of the boat before you touch it. A lot of static electricity can be generated as it descends, and it's best to let it discharge first. Move the diver as little as possible as you transfer them into the basket, and once in, secure them. Include the oxygen unit and other information you've gathered, and signal the helicopter crew when the basket is ready to raise.
You send the oxygen unit?
Remember that an airlift crew doesn't perform rescues for divers only, so they may not necessarily have equipment specific to dive injuries. Maybe they have what's needed, maybe not, but it's easy to help on that front.
Will you have to go with them?
That's a conversation to have with the helicopter captain as you're coordinating the rescue. The crew is likely trained in first aid, but if they're unfamiliar with diving injuries, they may agree to have you or some other qualified person come with the diver. But again, that's a decision for the captain to make, as there are other factors he'll have to take into account, so follow his lead.
Is there anything else we need to know?
Just a reminder that emergency and evacuation protocols should be part of your emergency assistance plan.
Something I have with me on every dive.
You do know what you're doing. Lead on.
We all hope we never have to deal with an emergency situation. But in the event you have to oversee one, know what to do. Include evacuation as part of your emergency assistance plan. And remember that communication is the key. Do that and you're guaranteed Dan good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's good information to have for sure. Hopefully you never need it, but that's the kind of thing that you want to be aware of when you're out on site, whether you're a dive master, dive instructor, or just a diver. It's good to know that kind of information, don't you think? Now, you know, right before we did the Dan tip, I threw out there an issue about redundant air sources. When you're a scuba diver, you have your octopus, but there's things out on the market like spare air, pony bottles, and things like that. I'm flirting with whether or not I need to go down that route. I've never wanted to do that because I always believe less is more, less equipment. I have to schlep around, the better as far as I'm concerned. However, I've opened up the phones to 888-88-SCUBA. Barry's going to chime in. What do you think, Barry?
How you doing?
I'm good.
Well, I think the equipment is dictated by what type of diving you're going to do. So if you're going to do a deep dive, possibly a wreck dive, where you're going to be down around 100 feet or so, and possibly even inside the wreck, then you may want something a little better than a spare air, because I think they only hold like 5 or 8 cubic feet, but maybe a small pony bottle with its own regulator.
Yeah, okay, well, that makes sense. Yeah, they actually told me that in the dive store. It's like 3 cubic feet or 5 cubic feet, I think, for a spare air. That's not
nice
much.
Nice research.
It's 3 or 5, but just not a lot. So, yeah, deeper you go, you need more air to get to the surface. Right? Good point. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
When you were little, all you needed to have fun was a sunny day, a boat, and some water. For 3 generations, Boat US has worked to maintain this carefree lifestyle by providing time and money-saving services for millions of boaters, including low-cost boat insurance, towing on and off the water, discounts on fuel and equipment, and so much more. Boat US keeps boating safe, simple, and affordable. so your family can still enjoy a sunny day on the water. Visit BoatUS.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
He was the last one on the dive boat. With his tons of scuba gear, he's got computers and cables and decompression tables, but he shows no signs of fear.
What about a pony bottle?
He likes to take things to extremes. He's one big adrenal gland. But ask him what all that dive gear does, he'll say he wouldn't understand. 'Cause he's a high-tech diver.
Lots of toys.
Man mystery.
Yeah, chicks dig it.
Genuine survivor. With all the latest dive technology.
Yeah, you know, I forget about that. I should not underestimate what more equipment looks like and you know, projects to your fellow divers. It's definitely an impressive thing.
Yeah, you got a spare bottle strapped to your thigh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just in case this giant aluminum tank of air on my back gives out. Yeah. Yeah.
Use it to whack the sharks and keep them at bay.
Yeah. Especially if you've got one of them little spare airs.
Right.
That's super impressive. Because apparently it's got about as much air as one of them air horns. So that'd be good.
Yeah. It's about the size of a spray bottle. And, you know, your redundant air source.
Yeah. You can say that again.
Jeez.
I told you it wasn't really working, all that setup.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, I don't know. I haven't really decided. If I was more of a like a solo diver, which I'm not, I always dive with a buddy.
That would be a big deal, I think.
Yeah, I think you really need to consider that. But I don't know. I guess I started to think about it, and then I kind of backed off. Like, it's just more crap to carry around. And if I stay close to my buddy, I mean, I can use him as my backup. Hopefully,
I have a plan for you.
What's that?
Take an actual air horn with you underwater. And if you get in distress, just shoot it off a couple of times. That should get your buddy's attention.
Well, yeah.
And then you swim over and grab their regulator from them.
Well, they make those. What are they? Dive Alert. They actually make an underwater air horn.
As opposed to pretending that you brought enough air to breathe with in a can the same size, bring an air horn. And that way, if a party breaks out in the boat on the way back,
you
got something.
Okay, you still got your air horn. Which underwater, by the way, it sounds like...
And that's friendlier. That's much more friendlier than just hitting them with a spear gun and then taking their air.
Yeah, that is nice.
I've never, you know, the alert thing, those air horn underwater things, I just don't like them that much because they sound like ducks underwater. Literally, they go. They don't sound like air horns.
Why do you have to grab your face like that?
Well, I don't know. I just wanted to. It feels good. But if it was an air horn, like you could sneak up to your buddy and like blow an air horn, then that would be worth the price of admission. But they don't sound like that underwater.
You can say that again.
They got to work on that. All right, look, we got more of Scuba Radio on deck. Stay close. Hour two is coming your way.
Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hot, 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 yummy, and lucky, and yummy, and funky, and under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.